When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Good morning here on WBEN. I'm Brian Mazurowski. Here are the stories we're following Monday, December 29th. We're tracking the incoming winter storm.
Now, across far western New York, we're already beginning to observe wind gusts in excess of 50 miles an hour. And while the temperatures are mild, they're already beginning to tumble.
The Bills lose in the dying seconds.
Pressure coming. Allen fires to the end zone, and he misses.
Bills fans disappointed but remain optimistic.
They're a great team. They'll be there for the playoffs.
This is Brayton Wilson with more reaction after this.
All right, we're watching all of the wind coming in. You could see it's very windy outside right now. Wind gusts will be an issue throughout the day, especially later on, about an hour from now into early this afternoon. That's when you're going to see those gusts up to 75 miles an hour for areas Buffalo and northward, going to see the brunt of that wind. It'll combine with the snow that'll be heading our way early this afternoon, making for some whiteout conditions.
When you get about 2 to 5 inches of snow, you think, oh, you know, that's no big deal. But when you combine that with winds 50 to 70 miles per hour, whiteouts are a possibility in the lake effect snow band. So heads up. And that band will impact the metro area and the northern suburbs late this morning through this afternoon before settling southward this evening.
That's Aaron Mankowski. We spoke with Phil Pandolfo at the National Weather Service.
The plummeting temperatures are going to cause lake effect snow to develop right around the late morning hours. And that will continue through the afternoon and into this evening before the lake effect gets a quick shift southward across the south towns and eventually into ski country tonight.
Well, it's eventually going to settle down there, but impacting the rest of us before that happens. Nolan Skipper is the Department of Public Works Commissioner in the city of Buffalo, joining us live right now to talk about the preparation for this. All right, we know the skyway's closed in the city. What else is the city doing right now to prepare for some of these high winds blowing snow later this afternoon?
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Brian. Preparation-wise, as you mentioned, the wind. So a big factor there is making sure our tree and contractor crews are ready for fallen trees, making sure our engineering crews are ready for any down poles or poles that might be out flashing due to power outages. So not just the snow ahead of us today, but a couple other factors at play here.
Yeah, the winds, what are the conditions like right now in Buffalo? What are you seeing?
It's pretty windy. There's some pretty strong gusts. I drove through the city this morning just to kind of gauge of where things are at. Obviously, we still have some sanitation to pick up in certain parts of the city. So, there's some windy, gusty conditions right now. But luckily, in the city at least, the rain has seemed to die down here. No snow yet, so just wind at the moment.
We're all watching for the possibility of down power lines, for that kind of thing to happen all across Western New York in the city of Buffalo. You mentioned your crews and contracted crews, they're ready to deal with tree limbs or whatever else might happen because of the wind. Roughly how many people do you have standing by to take care of those trees?
So we have about a dozen people in-house that assist with trees, just internal crews only, and then we have a contractor that's locked in through a contract that can put multiple crews on it as well. So we had a storm about a month ago right around Thanksgiving, similar winds, maybe not as high of peak gusts, so we're ready based on that. You know, our call volume then reached over 1,000 or over 100, so we're ready to go again if that same type of volume comes into play today.
Okay, getting ready for the storm, and we thank you so much for joining us this morning. Nolan Skipper with the Department of Public Works in Buffalo joining us live with a little bit of an update. Again, the Skyway is closed. They're getting ready for a lot of down power lines, tree limbs, things like that in the city. It's 8:06 now on WBEN. The Bills' hopes for a home playoff game dashed after a messy game against the Eagles.
Back to pass, has time. Nobody open, looking for somebody. Pressure coming, steps up in the pocket, running to his left. Now doubles back right, still nobody open. Trying to get away, and he's sacked for a horrible loss at the 48-yard line that takes them out of field goal range. Disastrous decision by Josh Allen.
One of five sacks taken by Allen. It all came down, though, to a two-point conversion for the win with just seconds remaining.
Gilliam in motion, left to right. Here's the snap. Back to pass. Pressure coming. Allen fires to the end zone, and he misses. The intended receiver in the back of the end zone was Shakir, and Allen threw it wide of the target, incomplete. And that will be the ball game.
13-12, the final score. Here's Sean McDermott on what they need to do over the next 2 weeks to get ready for the playoffs.
We got a lot of things we need to discuss as a leadership group. And, I mean, you got the last game in Highmark Stadium here. That's important to me. It'll be important to our guys, to our staff. Then there's other things that come into consideration, you know. So it won't be easy, but it is important that we have a good weekend.
Well, it's going to be a 4:25 kickoff Sunday against the New York Jets, likely the last game at the stadium. We just spoke with Sal Capaccio. If you missed it, hear it on demand over at WBEN.com and the Odyssey app. Brayton Wilson caught up with fans after the game.
Sunday's defeat was a tough pill to swallow for some fans.
They played better defense than was apparent. Obviously, they only allowed them to score one touchdown, two field goals, but we couldn't score. We had good numbers, if you want to look at it that way. We had more yards rushing, more yards passing. But the results speak for themselves. Should we have gone for it? Should we have kicked instead? I don't know. I don't think they trust their kicker.
I'm still looking at it like, you know, there's no Chiefs. There's a lot of questions, and a lot of teams are leaving a lot to, you know, desired out there. So I think the Bills have a great opportunity this year. So I'm still excited, and it doesn't matter if they're going to New England and taking on the Patriots or if they're at home. Either way, I like our chances with Josh Allen and, you know, put him in there, and I think we're going to win this game, and I think we're going to take it far this year.
Up next for the Bills is likely the final game ever played at Highmark Stadium before the team makes the move. The reality of that game next Sunday is now starting to settle in for some fans.
It's going to be sad. I started coming here in 1975. That was a full season I did, and I had season tickets since 96. So it's going to be saying goodbye to an old friend. Our kids grew up in the stadium. They'll be here, and just a good family time.
Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Right, Brayton, thank you. We're following this. A midair helicopter collision over southern New Jersey on Sunday, killing one pilot, injuring the other.
The two Enstrom choppers collided midday several miles from Hamilton Airport. Video shows one chopper spiraling out of control before it crash landed. This man witnessed the crash.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Crash.
Yeah, you can see them in there. They looked fine. You know, they really looked good. So it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe.
He says the two pilots were apparently friends.
They were just at our cafe having breakfast. They're regulars. They come in every week or every other week.
The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And in Niagara Falls, they're celebrating grants totaling $5 million to help redevelop Main Street. Here's WBEN's Jim Fink.
How the Rapids Theater and its cross Main Street neighbor in Niagara Falls, the Jens Building, are brought back to life could be the long-awaited economic development springboard the city desperately needs. A key element is a just-awarded Empire State grant totaling $5 million for work on Main Street and some Rapids Theater renovations. That allocation is critical, says Niagara Falls Mayor Robert Rustano, who is spearheading the Main Street series of projects.
It's everybody's desire to lean in on this. It's viewed by so many as just a different approach to Main Street, and one that if we just nurse it along well, it'll take.
A development team led by Buffalo attorney and preservation specialist Jason Yatz is working on a residential anchor development for the Jens Building, and Rustano says there are at least three groups interested in the Rapids Theater. Rustano said the impact from both projects could be huge swing factors for Niagara Falls.
Once people see some workers with hard hats scurrying around a building, it changes everything.
This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
We're still waiting on the snow part of things. That'll happen in a couple of hours. 36 degrees this morning in Buffalo. Watching this winter weather for you all morning long. We're brought to you this morning by Paula's Donuts, made with love. Paula's Game Day Donuts are back. Chocolate frosted, dunked in crushed pretzels and chips, drizzled with red and blue frosting. Plus, football frosted donuts, red, white, and blue sprinkle donuts, and more. Order your game day donuts ahead of time for in-store pickup at paulasdonuts.com.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Snow and blowing snow this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-20s. Winds gusting 60 to 70 miles per hour. For tonight, lake effect snow will shift south of Buffalo. Overnight lows in the upper teens. Snow showers continue on Tuesday, especially across the southern tier. Highs in the low to mid-20s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the line is Sal Capaccio, who was down on the sidelines for that game yesterday. Sal, I got to start with, you know, we're talking about weather all morning here. We all saw what happened on the field. How much did weather play a factor in the game that we saw yesterday? What was it like down on the sidelines?
Yeah, it was rainy all day. And, you know, there was maybe a little pocket in the early second half where it was dry, and then it picked back up again. And it got pretty soaking at times in the third quarter, early fourth quarter. I actually don't think it impacted the game very much, other than maybe the fumble that Josh Allen had from under center. But then the next play, he hits Brandon Cooks on a deep ball. So I don't think either team can say that the weather impacted anything that it necessarily did. I think you just have to have a little bit more conscious ball security. And for the most part, both teams did that, except in that fumble. But I don't think it really had an impact in the game.
All right, so what did impact the Bills? Because it took a while for them to get going. I mean, we've seen the story before, but at the end of the day, was it not able to get it done? Five times Josh Allen sacked. What was it to you that kept the Bills offense from really clicking here?
Yeah, they were moving the ball, and they would have a self-inflicted wound. And that's been generally the story of when the Bills have lost games, close games especially, is they have these inopportune penalties or a turnover, and both those things happened in this one. They were driving, they were in Eagles territory, a holding penalty sets him back. Now he's set up third and long, and then Josh Allen has to sit in the pocket. He gets sacked. He was sacked five times. That was a big deal in this game, under pressure a lot, and he was also dealing with the foot injury still. And you could tell that as the game went on, I do think it was impacting him a little bit. I don't know how much it limited necessarily what they were trying to do or what they did, but even on the final play, the two-point conversion, I wonder if he, you know, didn't escape or didn't get out of there because anything dealing with the foot. But either way, not a good throw. Should have made that throw. He generally does. That was a tough one. Despite everything that happened, the Bills were still right there at the very end to try and win the game. But the offense should have played better than it did throughout most of the game. It didn't. 3.5 quarters and 3+ quarters. I mean, 5 minutes left in the game. They're still being shut out in this one. Give credit to the defense, though. They really hung in there as best they could and did a really nice job, especially in the second half.
The defense impressed in the second half, didn't let anything go. But really, we've been talking about these two plays throughout the morning, the two extra points. First, the blocked extra point, and then that leads to going for two and missing it so widely. We'll start on the block, Sal. Is that all on the kicker?
No. There's a lot that goes into it. The ball did come off a little low, so you don't want that. Jalen Carter is a heck of a player. He got his hand up. He's a big guy. He was able to block it. But, you know, there's techniques that you use as a blocker as well to make sure that he can't get to that point to block it. So I think everything kind of goes into a little bit. You know, you can... I mean, haven't looked at, let's say, the timing of the snap and the hole, but all of things matter when it comes to a blocked kick. It's not always one thing, but certainly you could say the kick came out a little bit low. And I do believe that that particular, you know, kick and being blocked played into Sean McDermott deciding at the end to go for two, because I just don't think they could trust having the extra point go through to tie the game and go to overtime.
Yeah, which is a tough pill to swallow, because I think a lot of Bills fans were thinking, like, just kick it, get it to overtime. The defense has been playing so well. But you were right there on the two-yard line with the chance to win the game. And what is it, just a missed sale? What was Allen thinking there?
Yeah, I love the play design. It was great. He's wide open. Khalil Shakir is wide open. If Josh Allen, if you go back and watch the play, if Josh Allen just scoots to his left a little bit, if he's a little bit patient, takes two steps, it's a very easy pitch and catch, and Khalil Shakir catches it. But Josh rushed the throw a little bit, and I do think, Brian, that it's probably a little bit of he had been pressured all day. A lot of that pressure was right in his face immediately when he tried to escape, so he didn't want to leave that to chance. He had a little pressure coming from his right. He knew Khalil was breaking open. He saw him. He just rushed the throw, and I think, you know, Sean McDermott said after the game that, you know, he'd do it again, and he'll make the throw the next time, and I agree. And I have no problem going for two, because I think there's some other, you know, nuances you have to think about here. It's not just the kick we talk about. That was a big deal. But you do have a banged-up quarterback. He's got a foot injury. Now, if you go to overtime, even if you do kick it and go to overtime, now you're exposing Josh Allen to another, you know, series or two of plays. And he's already been banged up. He's already been sacked five times. So I think the right decision by Sean McDermott was put it in the best player you have's hands. Let him try to make a play. Let's try to end this game and not extend it and put guys in harm's way anymore.
Well, at the end, it is a loss coupled with the Patriots' win. It means the Bills will not win the AFC East. They'll go on the road for the playoffs, at least to start. We know it's a 4:25 Sunday kickoff against the Jets, likely, extremely likely, the last game at the stadium. What does the playoff picture look like right now for the Bills, Sal?
Yeah, so the Bills are the 7th seed right now. Only 7 teams make it in the AFC. As you noted, they're already in the playoffs. We know that. They cannot win the division. They can be the 5 or 6 seed, but in order for that to happen, so the Texans right now are the 5, the Chargers are the 6, the Bills are the 7. If the Bills lose, they're the 7 seed. They'll play at whoever the 2 seed is. That can still be Denver. It can still be New England. It can still be Jacksonville. It can still be Houston, actually. If the Bills win and one of the Chargers or Texans lose, the Bills will jump to the 6 seed. If the Bills win and both lose, the Bills will jump to the 5 seed. The 5 seed will play at the winner of Steelers-Ravens Sunday Night Football next week. Everything is so much in the air. The Bills have a lot to think about. Sean McDermott said it. And, Brian, I would not doubt if we see Josh Allen take a snap or two next week and then get off the field and put the cap on and allow Mitch Trubisky to play. I mean, he's banged up. He's got the foot injury. He has to be healthy going into the year. This is not a game where you have to push to try and win. But if you're the Bills and you know that some results are happening certain ways, maybe you think about how you want to play it and make sure that you do win the game. And even with Mitch Trubisky and a bunch of, I guess, backups or guys that don't normally get a lot of time, the Bills can still beat the New York Jets next week. That's for sure, because the Jets are in kind of evaluation mode, and we saw them get, you know, blown out by the Patriots this week.
I turned into that game. I'm thinking, like, hey, you know, who knows? Maybe the Jets will give us a little present here. Maybe they'll surprise. Nope. Just not even close. I turned it on. It lasted 2 seconds. We were all just like, you got to be kidding me. Well, Sal, should be a fun, interesting week leading into likely the last game at the stadium, and we'll talk soon. Sal Capaccio was on the sidelines for Bills and Eagles.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.